This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A tug of war between Chicago Public Schools and the teachers' union over a school reopening agreement continues. Many teachers and parents are growing impatient, and their opinions for or against school reopening are getting louder. Meanwhile, a group of Spanish-speaking Latino parents say their voices aren't being heard. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona Magigan has more.
Norberto Casas and his wife were happy when they heard their kindergartner would be starting school in person on February 1st.
So nosotros teníamos nuestro calendario en marker amarillo.
We highlighted February 1st with a yellow marker on our calendar. Too bad it didn't happen.
Y qué lástima que no se pudo hacer eso.
Casa's child has special needs.
Realmente cada día para nosotros es fuerte.
The reality is every day for us is hard. Casa says for a while he didn't feel like he could openly speak up about wanting to send his child to school because he feared being judged. In front of a group of Spanish-speaking parents who came together this week for a dialogue free of judgment, he opened up.
Ha sido bastante duro.
At home, he says, he's seen how his kid is suffering. Nearly half of students in CPS are Latino, but Casa says it's still tough for many Latino immigrants. For one, language is a challenge.
Si mi esposa Sonte habla primordialmente español.
If my wife speaks primarily Spanish and the teacher speaks primarily English, there is conflict, he says. There is another barrier, he adds, access to reliable internet. Johnny Alvarado is one of six parents who, like Casas, participated in the Zoom meeting.
Al principio teníamos el proveedor de Comcast, pero el gratuito y horrible.
We had the free Comcast for a while. The service was horrible, he says. Every family has different needs. Vanessa Chavez is a nursing home worker. She lives in Belmont Cregan. She says her kids are tired of learning remotely. She worries about their mental health. Chavez understands many parents don't trust in-person instruction right now. She respects their reasons. But other parents, like her, need to send their kids back.
Y también se nos tiene que respetar la decisión esa a nosotros.
And our decisions need to be respected too, she says. We don't need just a babysitter. School is a big part of their development. Chavez and Casas trust their schools can safely reopen. But parent Carolina Barrera Tobón reminds the group that many people don't trust CPS.
Históricamente, el distrito hace promesas y no las cumple. Hay mucha gente que confía mucho en el sindicato por razones muy buenas.
Historically, it's been known the district makes lots of promises and doesn't come true. A lot of people trust the union. They fought for more resources, like a nurse in each school, she says.
Una enfermera.
But as the showdown between the school district and the teachers' union continues, the dialogue is getting more and more toxic, parents say. It would be better if people have more empathy and listen to each other, Barrera Tobón says.
Sí, desde el principio, nosotros le decimos que, tú niegas la ciencia. O ellos nos dicen, tú quieres que se mueran todas las profesoras o las maestras.
If from the beginning we're telling you, no, you're not looking at the science, or, no, you want everyone to die, including the teachers, who is going to want to dialogue with someone who would say that? She says if union members listened more to parents who want their kids learning in person and if CPS officials didn't use a top-down approach when they made their reopening plan, they wouldn't be in this mess.
Pero ese plan debería haber sido creado con todos.
That plan should have been created with all of those involved in mind, speaking with parents, principals, and the teachers. Looking ahead, these parents say they want a choice for families who need in-person school and an option for teachers who need to stay home. They also want a system in place that's truly ready to keep staff and students safe in all schools. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEZ News.